Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age, and that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, let's go over to Doug, who's been sitting on the phone for a while. Doug in Richmond, Virginia. What's happening, Doug?
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
What's happening,
morning,
dude?
Studio.
Morning.
I was calling a little bit ago. You had mentioned that you purchased Ray's use of his "Yeah" slogan. Mm-hmm. And he was on a grace period where he could still use it without any with your permission. And I heard earlier on the show today that he screened that when you talked about him being able to live long because he was short. And I was just wondering if that grace period was over or what is going on with the if you have finalized that he can no longer use that without your permission.
Right now we're still in the grace period.
Wow,
haven't felt the need to pull it from him.
Did he know that when he yelled it?
Yeah, because I think. Yeah. It ends whenever I record it because that's the last one ever that I own. Mm. And then he can't use it again unless I give him express written commission of Major League Baseball.
When are you thinking about it's funny. When are you thinking about recording that?
I don't know. Let's see what kind of mood I get in. And then every time he does, he has to pay me back double. Huh. If he breaks the rule. So yeah, no, he still owns it. I own the Ray NFT, and when I decide to cash it in and keep it, I will. What if I sell it for like quadruple? Oh,
that'd be awesome.
NFTs are sucking right now, though.
Are they?
Yeah, everything sucks.
Everything that's not real?
If you bought some, didn't you buy a bunch of those fake basketball cards?
I did, but I cashed out.
Oh, you did?
I got out quick, like 2 months ago. I'm like, I'm done with this crap.
Weren't you doing that every day, though?
Every day. We were buying and selling and trading.
Yeah. Good thing you got out. Doug, so that's it. Ray still owns it.
Okay, no problem.
Who knows? I might cash it in soon. Ray, what'd you do this weekend?
We went to the zoo and did a little pool, and that was about it.
I saw a lot on your Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Ray was like in the middle of an exhibit, and he was like, this is the Raymundo exhibit at the zoo. He was like, there are like animals surrounding him.
Yeah, they have a place you can poke your head up, and you're actually part of, and then people can observe you as if you were an animal, but you're a human. So it's pretty funny.
Huh.
And I saw you out having a good... like drinking a little bit.
Yep.
Pool.
Yeah, we did that. That was quick. My wife was exhausted from the zoo, so I headed out with the boys for like 3 hours. Thought I saw Roman Yossi, the hockey player, but Bones told me it wasn't him.
No, it wasn't him.
He said that was quick and it was 3 hours.
Yeah. You didn't really think that was him.
I did. I went and took a picture with him. Mm-mm. I mean, I don't get the joke. Most people don't know hockey guys, so I really did think it was Roman Yossi. Took a quick pic. I was like, dude, can I have it? And he goes, yeah, I'll take a pic. Took it. And then you'd hit me up and you're like, that's not him. Pretty close, though.
We're pretty close. Well, does that count?
When I'm at
it's not him. He took a pic. I thought he was kidding. Like, you take a picture of somebody that looks like Keith Urban. You're like, I'm with Keith Urban. So Ray did this, and I know Roman Yossi a little bit, and I was like, that ain't him.
So 100% you knew that that was not him.
Immediately I knew that wasn't him.
And then our other buddy, Nick, hits us up, and he's like, dude, that's not him.
Yeah, that's
like,
not
okay,
him.
My bad.
Amy, how was your weekend?
It was good. Yeah. I'm trying to think. It actually feels like it was forever ago. But my in-laws are here. I went to a wedding.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody I know?
I think you know her, kind of.
Somebody got married.
Yeah.
I saw your kids all dressed up. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at Amy going to a wedding. I didn't know anything about it.
you don't know her.
I must not have got the invite.
You don't know her in that way, but she helps me.
Okay. Well, Amy, somebody got married in Amy's life.
Yes.
Okay. Eddie?
My weekend was too fast, man. Just fast. Like, we just kind of, I watched Top Gun, the movie. I watched.
With how many kids?
Just one, my 14-year-old. He wanted to watch it, and he watched the old one last week. So when the weekend came around, he's like, ooh, let's watch the new one. We did. It's really good. We had a good time. I love one-on-one time with my boys, every single one of them. Like, all four of them together, overwhelming. One-on-one, it's the best. Like, so we had a really good time.
Yeah. All four of them is just, and I don't do it like you do it. I do it like once every 2 months.
We went to your house this weekend.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Multiply.
Well, you would think that they would travel together. They don't. They spread like.
And they're all awesome individually. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Individually, dude, we have a blast. Together, I'm just kind of like, what? Stop, don't touch that. You, come over here. Hey, leave him alone. Stop fighting. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I would lose a couple, I think.
Yes.
I'm trying to put myself in the position of these parents that lose. Like, how do you watch four if you're only one?
Yeah.
Do you have to depend on the others to, like, police with you?
Yeah, you would normally depend on the older one, but in my case, I think the older one would probably lead them more into trouble than lead them to safety. So, yeah, it's crazy.
I watched a lot of Arkansas baseball. We, started playing in because I play with the team, obviously, the regionals. And so we won the first two games, and the second game was pretty crazy. Last night we were playing to like 11 o'clock again, extra innings we lost. So we play today, possibly the last game of the season. Hopefully not. Hopefully we win and go to Super Regionals. But it was a late night, and I slept really hard, and I'm so out of it. And I don't know if it's because I slept, actually. Like, I slept to the point of I had dreams.
But your dreams are like nightmares.
Yes, but it's still a hard sleep. Right? Yes, I dream sometimes breaking into the house. But that's how I know I was sleeping hard, is because I have a dream that somebody's trying to kill me.
You never dream like clouds and stuff rainbows?
No, never.
Really?
Well, I don't dream clouds and rainbows.
Yeah,
I'm just saying like a dream. Like one dream I had was we were at the lake house with the dude that sings Good Time. What's his name?
Nico Moon.
I'm like, that's clouds and rainbows.
Okay. You know
my dream always includes me about to be assaulted or stolen from. Always.
Yeah, but I don't know how restful. I get you made it to the dream state, but because it's a stressful dream.
Can't help it.
I know.
Your mind's working hard.
If I don't get stabbed, that's a good dream. That's my cloud. That's Nico Moon.
did
that. Went to Caitlin and I, had dinner. But yeah, we just played basketball yesterday. Her and I did in the backyard.
One-on-one?
No, not like posting her up and stuff.
Oh, y'all did like horse.
Yeah, we played horse. Yeah. She beat me pretty bad. So yeah, it was good. I had a good weekend. It was hot.
I thought it felt great.
It was hot.
The Friday was hot. Saturday and Sunday is pretty good. Yeah. But we have a back porch now that we can hang out on and turn TV on. And there's a whole couch situation. And we can hang out there. It's pretty nice. But you can only use it like half the year because either it's too cold or too hot. Very selective. So that was our weekend. It's pretty good. Let's see. Also in the news, an alleged avocado thief is arrested for grand theft of fruit. Did you know that's a situation?
No.
I didn't know avocados got so ripe and then rotten so quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, very fast.
Because I know we just bought some, and I was like, hey, what about those avocados we got? And she's like, it's already rotten. This one's already rotten. We just bought it. How's it already rotten? But I guess they hit quick, huh?
Yeah, avocados are the most unpredictable fruit. You need them to ripen, they can't ripen. You don't want them to ripen too fast, boom, they're ripe. Too ripe. That's an avocado.
At the store yesterday, I saw like a avocado container. Like, I don't know if that works, but I guess once you cut it, you can put it in this little container, and it keeps it fresh for 3 days, it said.
It won't turn it brown?
That's what it says.
Only 3 days? That's a long time.
You can also squeeze lime juice on it, and it'll keep it from turning brown.
Put it in water.
It's guacamole.
No, that's TikTok hack. It's bad.
According to a study, researchers say having too much self-confidence could actually be a bad thing when it comes to health. Basically, if you're too cocky about your own health and you don't go to the doctor enough, dangerous medical issues can go undiagnosed.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to go. I'm trying to get into the dentist right now. I just got a text. Do you know about the dentist yet? No, because I've got something ripping out of my top gums. I'm thinking it's a bone.
Just coming out?
Yeah.
Hey, you are growing. Maybe your bones are growing.
You guys, you laugh. I got my half shoe size bigger. I'm about a quarter inch taller.
And now you have baby teeth coming out.
And now I got... What if I'm going through that part of my life like I'm growing now? Like, this is it. Most people happen to like 12.
You're 7 again?
Oh, man. What?
I don't know. I guess you said it's a bone.
I don't know. It's hard. I looked up...
But teeth are hard.
I looked up, yeah. And I looked up, what do you call it? One of those little... an abscess, right? I looked up an abscess, and it's like a pus ball that grows like this, but it's not pus. It's like hard.
Yeah, that wouldn't be like hard.
But I don't know.
I didn't go look at it.
I'm good.
Well, good thing you're not.
Give me your finger.
No,
What is it? Confident self.
I'm the opposite of that. I think everything's going wrong all the time. I want to get to the doctor immediately. Never went to the doctor ever as a kid, so I can't get there enough now. New York City corrections officer dies in the Dominican Republic after a Brazilian butt lift from a fake doctor happened.
Oh, no.
Can you talk me through a Brazilian butt lift?
I think that they put stuff in your butt and lift it up.
Stuff. Okay. So
maybe stuff it. I don't know if that's called something else, but they just make your butt more round and lift it up.
A massive stroke happened to Tandra Bowser Williams after getting a Brazilian butt lift from a fake doctor. Hector Cabral was indicted on 10 counts of operating without a medical license, fraud, and conspiracy. The Dominican Republic paid for her to travel over to get the treatment, according to the story, and then she died.
Dang.
That's terrible.
That is... Anybody ever go to Mexico for, like, dentists or
stuff? No, but I met a girl the other day that said she went to Mexico for... She was having a surgery recently to correct a surgery she had years ago in Mexico, like the stomach surgery. You know where they... staple you or something?
Is that the actual sound of the stapler? That's like Lunchbox when you have to tell me something good.
Oh, I don't know exactly what she got done, but she said it was a mistake in Mexico years ago. I was like, okay.
I had friends in Texas who used to go down to Mexico to get like dentists and stuff.
Yeah. My dad was going to get LASIK, so we all went as a family, and he set it up. I mean, they were ready to roll, and we were sitting in the waiting room, and like everyone was like, I can't see, I'm blind, and like, moaning. And my dad's like, all right, we're not doing this. We got up and left.
You mean after?
No, he was. We showed up because he was going to do that surgery that day.
Right. I'm saying, though, were people, was that people saying that coming out of the office?
They were like coming back for like checkups. They're like, I lost my vision. I can't see anything.
My sister's husband went to Mexico for dental work. I don't know why, but it was way cheaper.
Well, no, that's why.
Yeah, that's exactly
now
why.
Now you know why.
I know, but I mean, yes, I don't know. I just feel like there's other people he could ask.
Raymundo ran into a celebrity in an elevator. Is that true?
Yeah, my apartment complex. It's like a four-story elevator. So you're on there for like 30 seconds with a person.
Was it Romeo Yossi?
Like what celebrity is at his apartment complex?
Living there, trying to buy the complex? What?
Yeah, living. You can't buy. It's just renting. But anyways, and I immediately recognized her from American Idol. I got a hook if you want it. Lacey K. Booth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can go and so I knew I had like about 30 seconds to talk to her. So I was like, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. We're doing an event down in the clubhouse. If you want to come down, we got chicken, beef, enchiladas, whatever you're down for. And she's like, Taco Tuesday, huh? I go, yeah, it's all free. So if you want to come down. It was cool. We had a nice little talk.
Did she come down?
She didn't. She might have had something else going on. But I just explained it to her. I was like, yeah, there's all kinds of free events here at the apartment complex. Good to have you, though.
Welcome.
Because he works with that team, right?
Yeah, we kind of promote the apartment complex to the residents to let them know good stuff that goes on there.
And you guys get paid for that?
They give us a rent discount. So we never see cash, but the rent bill ain't as much as most people.
That's cash.
Right.
Save money is money.
Yep.
So, Lunchbox, what are you thinking over there?
I don't know who that is.
That's what I thought. I saw him start to look
at his
computer.
I had to Google who she is.
She came in, right?
Yeah, she's been here, I think.
Yeah.
I know her really well.
Or we talked to her on the phone.
I did American Idol with her. I mentored her for a year.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's ever been in the studio.
But she's been on the show.
Bobby Cast
and
on the phone.
Here on the phone. Okay.
I mean, but when anybody in this room besides Bobby, if you're an elevator, would you know who that was?
Yes. No. I mean, yes, because we've had her on here. We play her sometimes on Women of iHeartCountry.
Yeah, but you know her face?
Yes. Oh. And she's the daughter of...
a Texas country singer that I didn't know.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, do you remember that?
Y'all would know.
Then who?
Her dad? I don't know. We looked it up.
Right, so...
But I still don't know what she looks like.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ray.
Lunchbox.
So yeah, we got her at the apartment complex. We got Sean Booth chilling at the pool. His sister lives there. There's a lot of people that just come hide out there at the apartment.
So a bachelor guy's sister and then Lacey K. Booth.
He really comes to that pool.
Yeah, Sean Booth, he chills. I'm dead serious.
Wait, is Sean Booth Lacey K.'s brother?
No.
Not related. Different Booths.
No.
Lacey K. Booth? They have last name.
That's what I'm saying. I thought they were together.
That's weird.
That's insane.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
What, y'all didn't think about that?
No, not at all.
I thought the sister he was talking about was Lacey K. Booth.
Yeah, guys, why are you all so late on this?
No.
I just know they're not related. No. I never connected that. I know they're not
his
related.
His dad is not a country singer from Texas.
Her dad's name is Jody Booth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And what?
But Sean Booth was engaged to Caitlin Bristow.
Who's now engaged to?
The other guy.
Jason.
Yeah.
Lunchbox now.
Jason.
Bristow?
No.
Booth? Jason Booth?
He's got slick back hair.
Yeah, cool black dude. Hair.
You know him?
I had dinner with him.
You know him, but you can't remember
his
name?
Where did you have dinner with him?
We were at the National Angels. We were doing a dinner whatever.
That's right.
It was really cool. They were both really cool people.
Yeah.
Never met either one of them, I don't think.
Really? You never met Caitlin?
When do I get out and meet anybody?
Yeah, never.
When do I leave?
You never got in an elevator with her for four floors?
Never. If I don't have to get out of my walls, I don't leave the house.
Yeah.
Unless I'm going somewhere to do something. So I leave all the time. So when I'm home, I never leave. I don't meet anybody here in town.
I met her randomly at a mud bath place.
Like you're going in to...
Tell us more.
I think that's what I was doing there. It was a gift. I got a gift card to go get a
treatment. You guys getting like the same tub?
That's...
You and Caitlin Bristow?
Like a big tub. Like on TV, it's like... See those people getting them... It's like a big pit. Everybody gets in.
No, but she was in the front. I guess she was waiting to go back to get her treatment or wherever we were. I don't know what.
Did you talk to her?
Remember exactly what we were getting done. Yeah, I talked to her because she was with a makeup artist, Taryn Feldman, who I know. And so then I finally had met her because, I mean, I think I follow her on Instagram and I've obviously watched her on The Bachelorette and Bachelor. So anyway, yeah, I met her. She's really nice.
Is there anybody that follows you on Instagram? You're kind of like, well, that's weird they follow me, meaning that it's cool or... Maybe you don't follow them back, but you're like, oh, I can't believe they follow me.
You may not know her, but her name is Aspen Ladd. She's a UFC fighter, and I watch a lot of UFC, so she followed me, and I freaked out. That's really cool.
Why did she follow you?
I have no idea. I think she lives in California. Maybe a listener or something, but I saw she followed me, and I got really pumped because I've seen her fight maybe twice since she's followed me, and I sent her a little tweet like, hey, good luck tonight.
Is there anybody that you're annoyed they don't follow you?
No. Robin Roberts follows me, and so I geek out about that. She's only following, like, 375 people.
Okay, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Oh, Eddie. I forgot to tell you this.
What?
Keep going with that topic. I got to find this email. Lunchbox, anybody follow you? That's cool?
I don't even know how to know who follows me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you don't follow anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't follow
people. I don't know how you go and...
You go to their profile, and it says following you.
Let me see.
Well, no, I haven't done that.
Man, no. I got one. A funny story. I cannot find it right now.
I mean,
now.
I'm kind of bummed Reese Witherspoon doesn't follow me.
Yeah, but you don't know her. Like, Thomas Rhett doesn't follow me, so I don't follow him.
What?
And we would. And I would text him and be like, hey, you want to go? And we would, but he doesn't follow me. And I'm like, oh, I ain't following him then.
Hey, let me ask you this. When someone, like, say Thomas Rhett says, hey, dude, why don't you follow me on Instagram? Do you go and say, oh, my bad, I'll follow you? Or do you just be like, oh, well, I just don't follow you?
That's weird he doesn't follow you.
If someone mentions that you don't follow them, do you feel
pressured?
No one
mentions that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have people tell me all the time.
That you don't follow them?
Yeah, they're like, man, why don't you follow me on Instagram? And I'm like, I don't know.
Man, who are such big fans of yours that are mad at you after that? Like, name them.
This is what I would say.
Who says that to you?
No, like friends.
Oh, I thought you meant like famous people.
No, I mean like friends, and then I don't feel pressured to follow them back. I still don't follow them, even though they say that.
Gotcha.
Well, Eddie, I can't find it. Dang. But I was going to read you this. So.
Did I get an acting job?
No, I put in to get you... Verified.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what I'm told. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're already verified.
No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Why are you going to do the work for Eddie? No one did the work for me. Don't be doing it for Eddie. Make Eddie do his own, blaze his own trail.
Hey, you got a Kool-Aid man pass.
For softball?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you playing tonight or what?
Nah, probably not.
What, are you going to go?
Probably not.
You're just not even going to go?
Nah.
Why?
You're
not going to go at all?
Let's just say that.
Oh, let's just say. I like it. Let's just say. Go ahead.
One of our buddies texted me yesterday. Goes, dude, they called me today. They needed players. I'm in. And I'm like, what?
But you're playing. I got you to play.
No. I can fill in every once in a while. I'm going to do the interviews in between innings, and then if I can play every once in a while. But I couldn't play because there wasn't enough room for players, but this guy got called yesterday to play. It's like,
yeah,
what?
That sucks. Who was it?
Matt Overton. Like, I mean, I just don't.
What happened? Like,
yeah, who did you make mad?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. But he was just texting Ray and I yesterday saying, oh, dude, I got the call. I'm in. I'm playing tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. Like,
you know, Lunchbox just makes people mad, Bones. Like, we played golf one time, and we got paired up with an old man, and Lunchbox did nothing. Nothing this old man, but this old man just did not like Lunchbox. Every shot I hit, good shot, Eddie. Lunchbox hit one, he's like, seen better.
I've seen better.
Like, literally, like, what did you do to this old man? He's like, I did nothing to this old man. I'm like, dude, people just hate you for no reason.
I hate strong.
Well, this old man, for some reason, did not like
it. Oh, they just added another player. Kane Brown's going to play.
Yeah.
See?
But, I mean, that's like, they need that. Is there anything
that you'd like to say about this?
About me going or about this whole thing being an
Lunchbox
absolute
thing. So you're not going to go at all now, Lunchbox?
I don't think so.
That's a new revelation. I didn't know that.
oh boy! But isn't it weird?
It's a little disorganized. I mean,
well, I would be upset if I said I will play at the very beginning, and they said we'd love to have you play.
Yes.
And then they go, well, never mind.
Yes.
Period. I'd be upset. I'd be like, wait. But I would go, you know what? I'm still going to show up and do what they want me to do. And then they said, no, we're going to let you play some. But then now it's like other. I don't know. I'd be upset.
Yeah, it just keeps unraveling with more and more and more.
I don't think it's the charity's fault. I think it's probably.
It's the organization, like people who are organizing and putting it together. Yeah. The game, yeah. Yep. Living on softball.
But they're looking for more players. Like, they've invited more.
Do they need any more players? I mean, I could probably get in a couple cuts.
Want to throw out the first pitch?
No. Lunchbox, you should go.
No, do you not understand my frustration, Amy? Do you not get what I'm saying?
I do, but I feel like...
Like, they said there's no room for me to play, but then here we are. They're still adding more players.
Yeah, but Kane Brown.
It's Kane Brown.
Yeah. That's true.
They probably had Kane if they were already packed.
Right.
I mean, Matt Overton, I get.
I mean,
that would be different than Kane Brown.
What if Lunchbox goes and he's like actually really fun, and they notice like, oh, you know what? This was a mistake. Like, we should have asked this guy to play more.
I played last year.
Oh. But were you really fun?
Yes.
He said he was the life of the field.
Yeah,
never heard that before.
Is that what he said? Life of the field?
I mean, last year, Terry Bradshaw thought I was Kenny Chesney. I mean.
Who did?
But he's also like 70. I've seen him at the Opry backstage. And
you're right, but he kept going, dude, can you guys believe we have Kenny Chesney on our freaking team? And he kept, Kenny,
he wasn't being serious.
Who?
No, he was being serious.
Oh.
Who?
That's problematic. He's 73. Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah. What happened with the Sore Losers? So what's happening? Speaking of getting shafted.
Here we go.
Sore Losers.
Oh, I'm mad.
Hey, do we have any spoons in there at all?
There's a fork.
I'll take the fork. All right. Yeah, I'm blood sugar so low.
No, I need professional advice from Bobby on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sore Losers.
Eat a little bit while you.
So about 2 months ago, we were approached and said, "Hey, would you like to do a live podcast at the CMA event down at the Music City Center? 45 minutes. We'll set you up, get your interviews lined up, and you can have 45 minutes." We're like, "Heck yeah, we're in." On Friday, we were told our time's been cut down to 20 minutes because of scheduling conflicts, and I'm like. Should we not go?
Well, they first called it. We might need to shave some time off that. And then Lunchbox responded, like, how much time? And they said we're down to 25 minutes.
Well,
that's not
again,
bad.
I would have been insulted. This is me being insulted by everything at this point. When they pitched the day of podcasting, and you guys were at the very bottom, small.
Right.
Well, we have never even seen that logo, so yes.
Where I'd have been like, wait, we're volunteering our time, if I'm you guys, and we have a pretty big podcast. And I don't know. I'd have been a little irritated at that. And then now they want you to cut it. You're not really doing it to do it. Honestly, you're not doing it to do a great podcast. You're doing it for people to see you. You're still going to have that happen. I would just do it.
Oh, we're still going to do it.
Oh, and we lost our guest.
Who's your guest?
We had a good guest.
We were told we had Ryan Tannehill. And then on Friday we're told, oh, no, you don't have him anymore.
Well, we never said who it was, but okay.
But who, if you had Tannehill, I saw him the other day.
You saw him?
Yeah.
And you talk to him?
No, I don't bother people.
Oh, okay.
Who told you had him?
The company.
This company?
Yep.
Oh, same person that shaved the time.
Oh,
the company shaved the time?
No, he was told from them that our time was shaved, so he was relaying the message, but he's the one that said, urgent, do you guys want Tannehill? Got Tannehill. Good. And then Friday, oh, no, never mind. Don't have, you're not going to have them.
It was a double whammy.
But that happens, though.
So
that happens to us all the time.
What are other podcasts that are there?
I saw the list. Mike, do you remember where that was? Maybe I took a screenshot of it. I can scroll back.
Hey, guys, I wasn't asked to do anything.
No, we think it's really cool. Yeah. Like, it's going to be really cool. But, I mean, 25. Lunchbox is used to an hour podcast. Like, Lunchbox likes to ramble.
But 20 minutes.
I know, but you're not really doing the podcast for the sake of the actual content of the podcast.
Correct.
Why you're going out there is for people to see you. But, yes, I would wonder why they were cutting you. Do you know why? The day hadn't even happened yet.
No, literally said scheduling conflicts.
They must have got somebody better. Again, yeah. Matt Overton wanted to do his podcast.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just like.
We still have a guest, though.
Which
but,
is?
I mean.
Matt Overton.
No. Jesse James Decker and Eric Decker.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Those are good.
There you go.
Hopefully. I mean, who knows? They may get cut down to 3 minutes.
They're in because I
set
that one up.
Nice. Thanks, Scuba.
I'm trying to find the. I don't guess I have.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just overreacting to everything, but I'm just like. The disrespect is just blah, blah,
it's coming
blah.
In really hard.
I would suggest it's coming in high and not hot. Let that one bother you as much.
All which one, the Tannehill or the shaving
what
time?
What day is it, Mike?
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
This Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. It's CMA Fest is this week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm getting that out of town.
Isn't the game?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
As long as Oklahoma, what game?
The game.
The softball
that
game.
Isn't going to show up to.
As long as Oklahoma wins today at noon. We're going to go over to the championship. They got to win today. So I won't even be here this weekend. So,
but they probably will, right?
It's a machine. That team, I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just saying that's a machine.
I know. I've seen here and there.
And who knew they had run rule in softball? I mean, that's weird.
Like 15 after 5?
Yeah, I don't know the rule, but I know that they were playing Northwestern the other day, and they just called the game because they were winning by too many runs. I was like, I didn't know this was Little League.
Well,
yeah,
it's Little not League. Little League. It's the some of the schools are so much better in Division One. Like, it's not even
oh,
fair.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. And it's like if it gets out of hand, so out of hand, because it is, there's no parity. It's like the big dogs and then the other dogs and then the little dogs. And so it just gets out of hand quickly. I watched some of those baseball games weekend when it got run ruled. Because it was like 24 to 30 one of them.
Is it rule? Is it the inning or the game? Game. Like, are they? Do they max out in the inning?
No.
Game.
It's the game. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone was up 3-0 on one in college baseball, and then they gave up 16 runs in one inning or so. It was like, oh man.
I think we're done here. Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah. I'm great.
You got the dice?
I don't feel like giving away.
I really need some money, man.
I'm not feeling that great, so I know I'll lose.
It's fine.
I don't feel like giving away money. Okay.
You don't need to do it all the
time. Let me see if I have any. I don't need to do it all.
Don't. Yeah,
you
I know.
Really don't.
So don't do
you
it.
Really don't.
But every day, Eddie's like, get the dice.
Well, because why not ask?
I give you a shot at 20.
Okay.
Love it.
I give you a 1 out of 10 shot at 20.
That's what I'm talking about.
Eddie, since you asked, you can go first.
All right, man.
Pick a number 1 through 10.
1 through 10, let's go 7.
The number was 4.
Ooh.
Amy, for $20, pick a number 1.
6.
The number was 1.
Oh.
Mike. The number was
3.
Lunchbox. Pick a number.
Lunchy.
Yeah.
What is it?
He's
2.
1.
Oh.
See, I'm number 1. I should have known that.
Morgan.
9.
6. Ray.
5.
Hold on to 0. I don't think I gave that as an option, did I?
You didn't. No. 1 through 10, you said.
I guess that'd have been 10, but let me do another one, Ray. Go ahead.
4.
7. Abby?
2.
Oh, she's not in there?
Who did that?
Right. Somebody pick a number. Pick a number for Lunchbox. Pick a number for Abby.
11.
Okay, idiot.
The number is 1, so does that count?
No.
Pick a number for Abby.
6.
9. Scuba?
23.
It's 1 through 10.
No, you weren't listening.
God, Scuba.
You didn't count me out.
No, go ahead. Pick a number 1 through 10.
Let's do 3.
The number's 2. Well,
wow, that's
crazy. It wasn't meant to be. Not today.
Not today, friends. All right, that's it. I think I've done.
Let's go.
Did you fish your food?
No, I didn't even really get started, so I want to go. I got to eat and pee, and then we're going to do an interview.
Okay. Cool.
And then that's it. Adam Sandler interview will be on Wednesday morning, right?
Yep.
Friday will be Hank Williams Jr. and Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys.
Yes.
Monday of next week will be Gavin DeGraw.
Awesome.
So there you go. Just so you know. Have a good day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.